Weiter in Shas, we are in Zvachim Daf Samech Hey, picking it up about a top of the page by the Gemara. Zakta Gemara Tanu Rabbanan. We're talking about now a Olas Haof Vehikrivo. The pasuk says Vehikrivo. Matam Alomar. Why is saying the word Vehikrivo? In other words, why does the Torah have to mention at all that he's going to bring it near? Why are you saying that at all? The pasuk should have just said, and the coin shall perform Malika on its head near the Mizbeach. You don't have to talk about the fact of Vikrivo. Lefishan Rivikrivo Minatorim Midamidiona, because it says in the pasuk before, and you shall bring from the turtle doves or from the young pigeons, and it use it in the Lashon Rabim, Yachal Hamisnadiv Of, Lo Yivchos Mishte, pray them. One may think that someone who donates a bird, a carbon, can't bring less than two. Tamalomer v'krivo, therefore it says v'krivo, bringing it in the singular, afil pri da'achas yavi, even if it's only one bird, you'll have to bring that. Okay, now the pasuk then says, elam mizbeach, ma tamalomer ha'kohen. Pasuk could have said that, and he shall bring it to the mizbeach. Why does the Torah have to say the kohen? L'kaboa lo kohen, this is to specify a kohen for doing malika. Sheyachav alo dinu, you would have thought maybe it's a kal v'chomer, so even a non-kohen could do malika. Uma ben son. Shekava lo tzafon, even the case of a sheep, of the ola of a sheep, which the Torah says tzafon, the north, that's what has to be done, and in the azara for shechting it, lo kava lo kohen, the Torah did not specify a kohen for shechting it, giving me a non kohen to the shechita, of shelo kava lo tzafon, then by the ola sof, which the Torah did not specify the north is being done, so inodentially by the coin, and Pasha, obviously, Kavachom is not going to be doing, has to be done by a coin. Talmud Lomar, a coin. That's what the Pasuk says, a coin. Likbo, a coin. To be clear, to set up, to know that it has got to be a coin that does it. Yachol Yimlikenu Besakin. You think that maybe he does Malika with a knife, not with his nail. Vidinu it's Kavachomer. Ma'im Shchita Shalok Kavala Kohen. Even in the case of Shchita, where the Kohen is not set to go do such a thing, he's not specified to do it. Kavala Kli. Torah says if there's a Kli, Malika Shakavala Kohen, then it says you got to be done by a Kohen. Didn't she Kavala Kli? Isn't it clear that it's going to be a Kli that's used it? A knife? Tamalomer, a Kohen Umalak. Therefore it says a Kohen Umalak. Rabbi Akiva, Vachisala, Daitach Shazar, Karev, Gabi, Mizbech. Would it come into your mind that a nine Kohen comes to Mizbech? Of course, a non-coin is not allowed to go over there. Elamat Talmud Lomer coin. So why do they say the word coin? Shetei Malika ba'atzma shel coin. It's going to tell you that the Malika has been done with the body of the coin himself, the actual himself, meaning with his nail. Yachol Yom Lekenu Bein Milmala Bein Lomata. You would think that maybe someone could do Malika in the Olas Ha'of, either above the Chutah Sikra or below, that you could think while doing the actual Malika, the coin can stand near the mizbeach below. It is up to stand the upper part of the mizbeach. Talmud Lomer umalak vehikter puts those two together. Ma ktar barosh mizbeach looks like ktar, so we're done at the top. Therefore, it's af malika. So not only just like the burning it as we're on the top. That's where the fires or the pyres. Af malika barosh mizbeach has to be done there also. Umalak, and it says in the Teira the word, and he does malika. What's that coming to teach me? Shetei Malika Mimul Oref. The Malika should be done by the neck, by the back of the neck of the bird. Ata Omer Mimul Oref. Do you say that it means it's done at the back of the neck, like it's done by the Chatasof? Maybe it's done from the throat. Right? It doesn't say that it's to be opposite the back of it by the bird. So maybe the Malika of the bird, of the Ola, is done from the throat, like the shechita of a regular animal. Vedenu, and actually it's a kavachomer. Nemer kan umalak, v'nemer lahalan umalak. Oh, we're answering, sorry. The kavachomer to tell you that, no, it's done by the same place malika's on the back. Nemer kan umalak, v'nemer lahalan umalak. Ma lahalan mimul orif, just like over there, the malika's done by the neck, by the back of the neck. Afkan mimul orif, so too in the case of the ola. That's where it's done. Ima lahola and molik veinu mavdil. Aye, but what do we say? We know that over there it's done malika. It's done the malika without separating the head. Af kan molik veinu mavdil. You say here too also without that. Talmud lomar umolik vehikter. Torah says that it should do malika and he shall burn it on the mizbeach. And we learn out. Mach Torah rosh la'atzmo v'guf la'atzmo.
So this is in the case of burning the olas of from the mizbeach. The head is by itself, and the body is by itself. And we'll see how we know that. Af malika harosh latzmo v'aguf latzmo. So in the case of malika, of the olas of, the head is by itself, and the body is by itself. Right? Malika of the olas of, you can't separate it from the body. Uminayin shaktoris harosh v'atzmo v'aguf v'atzmo v'atzmo. We don't know that the burning of the head is done with the head by itself and the body by itself. Shemar v'hikter oso, you shall burn it. Harei aktaris haguf amura, the burning of the body is already said in that pasuk. Hama ani mekayim v'hikter hamizbecha. So how do I explain the earlier part, and he shall burn it on the mizbeach? Ba'aktaris harosh akasim daver. We explain it to mean, it's talking about the burning of the head, and only the burning of the head that it's focusing on. V'nim sedamo, and then the blood gets squeezed out, which means kulo, all of it. Alkir mizbech, on the wall of the mizbech, he sees the dam of the olasilof is to be squeezed in the wall of the mizbech. V'lo alkir kevish, but not in the wall of the ramp. V'lo alkir hechal, not of the hechal. V'ezazeh, and which wall of the mizbech is it? It's alkir elyon, it's the upper wall. We know alkir tach, maybe it means the lower one. V'dinhu, and if a kavachomer to say that maybe it means the bottom one, the lower wall, because ma behem shechatasa. Lemaila, las lemata. In the case of the animal, that the dam of the chatas is put on above the red line, and the blood of the ola is put below the red line, and of chataso of shechataso lemata. In the case of the bird, where the dam of the chatas is put below the red line, in udin shol las lemata. So isn't it a kavachomer, right? That the ola is it's going to be put below the red line. Talmud Lomar Umalak Vehikter Venimsa Damo. Therefore, the Venimsa Damo. Therefore, it says, in order that you don't think that it says, he shall perform Malika, burn it, and its blood will be squeezed out. Chitala Aldaitra Laacher Shehikter Choser Umimatze. Would enter your mind that after he burns the head on those bech, he goes back and squeezes out the dam from the head? Ela Lomar Lacha, it's coming to teach you. Mak Tara Barosh HaMizbeach, just like the burning of the bird's head is done on the top of the Mizbeach, Av Mitzvah Barosh HaMizbeach, so to the squeezing of the dam is done there as well. Halkate said, how so? Haya Ola Bekevish Yupon Lesoviv, he would go up the ramp and turn to the ledge, Ubala Lekaren Jomus HaJachas, and he'd get to the southeast corner of the Mizbeach, Haya Molek HaSrosha Mimul Arpa, he would do Malika on the head by the back of the neck, Mavdil, separate the head from the body, and then he would squeeze out the its dam on the wall of the mizbech. Im asa lamata miraglov afilu amik sheret. If he did the squeezing, even as much as an ama below his feet, it's going to still be good. Rabbi Nechemia, Rabbi Eliezer, and Yaakov omrim kol atzma inonasis al brusha mizbech. The essence of the act that is something that can be done only at the top of the mizbech. Maybe now, what's the difference between what they're saying here? What's their machlokas here? Abai v'rava da'amitavaya, they say, osim ha'rachal gabi soviviki b'nau. Whether or not you can make the pyre on the top of the surrounding ledge is what their machlokas is. According to Tanakam, it's going to be mutter, like if you really need to. We're going to go and do that to make it on the top of the ledge. According to Rechabin Rabbi Leitz Rabbi Yaakov, it can't be made on the ledge. The burning of the carbonus has to only be done at the top of the mizbech. Therefore, squeezing out of the dam, which has to be done near the place of the burning, must be done at the upper part of the upper wall, but not below the ledge. Okay. Zog, the next part of the Mishnah. Bolo laguf. He came back to the body of the bird. And he removed the crop and the feathers and the insides that come out with them. So now, Tana Rabbanan. The Hesir is Mur'aso Binotzasa. Pasuk says, by the Olas Ha'of, he shall remove its mora and its feathers. Zeh Zefek. What's a mura? Mura is the crop. That thing hanging by, like, the chicken's neck. Right? Yeah, it's used for part of the digestive process.
Yachol yak dir besakin v'yitlenu. You would think that he should cut under the skin with a knife and take out the crap and leave all the feathers and the skin attached. Tamad lomer benotzasa, that it says with its feathers, to tell you that no till it's a notzima. He takes the feather and the skin of the crap with it. He cuts not only the crap, does he, but he also cuts the skin and the feathers that cover it. Ava yosi bar chanan omer lotla v'notel korkivana ima. He takes the crap and he takes the bird, the korkivan, with it, the gizzard, another part of the animal as well. Devei Rabbi Yishmael Tana benotzas. So the pasuk says with its notes, with its feathers, but notzas shalah means with the crop's feathers only, but not with other ones that are not connected to it. How so? Kodra b'sakin k'min aruba. He cuts like this aruba, like a window, like a hole in the bird with the knife, and it moves the crop of the feathers that are on the skin. Beep. Turn the page. Samachay amud beis. Next part of the Mishnah, she's of a Levdel. He then tore open the body of the bird, but he didn't separate it into two parts. Tenor Rabbanan. V'shisa, you tear it up. Ain't shisa el biyad. That means with the hand, not with the knife or something else. V'chinu omer, v'yishas ehu kishasa hagdi. And he tore the lion open like one tears a gdi, a baby goat, with using just his hands. This is talking about Shimshon HaGibor. Next part of the Mishnah, Alo Hesir Esamura. If he didn't remove the crop, it's going to be good. If it's still going to be, kosher. If he separated head from the body, in the case of the Chatas, or he did not separate it in the case of the Ola, then it's going to be no good. Mastisa Dol Kerbi Elizer Rav Shimon, Mishnah does not go like him. The Tanya went to the Bais Amar Elizer Rav Shimon, Shamati Shemavdil and Bechatas Olf. I heard that one can separate the head from the body in the case of the bird Chatas without making it puzzle. My Binayu, what exactly is their Machlokas here? Amar Rav Chista, Mitzoy Chatas Olf, Ma'akiv Yigavadah. The question is, the squeezing at the dam of the Chatas Olf, whether that's going to be Ma'akiv, whether you need to do it or not. Tanakam Basavar, Mitzvah Chatas Olf Ma'akiv. They say that, yeah, it's Ma'akiv, you have to do it in order for it to be good. V'kevin di Mitzvah Dam Ma'akiv. And since that's Ma'akiv, the Kohen would have to squeeze all out. Ka'avid Ma'isa Ola B'Chatas Olf. It would come out that he's doing the entire thing of the Olas, the Ola to the Chatas Olf, which is going to make it no good. It's going to invalidate it. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Sever, Mitzvah Chatas Olf Lo Ma'akiv. It's not Ma'akiv. Therefore, if he did separate the head of the chatas from his body, he's going to just refrain from squeezing out the dam. Comes out that his cutting of the second of the two pipes, kind of, and the second of the vesh, it also is more like it just comes out to cutting the flesh, and it's not considered part of the actual ola itself. Rava Amar Shehiya B'Simin Shnei Sheni B'Osof. Mika Benayim says the difference between was when there's a delay in cutting the second pipe of the Olas Of is going to pasla. Tanakam Asavar Shehiv Asim and Sheni Olas Of Lo Pasla. It's not going to pasla such a thing if there's a delay in doing such a thing. Va'afagav Deshaya, even though he delays it while doing Malika to the Chatas Of, Ka'avid Maisa Ola B'Chatas. He's still doing the entire procedure of the Ola to that of the Chatas, which pasla's the Chatas. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Sever, pasla. He holds that a delay is going to pasla it. Kevin Deshai, and since he delays when doing Malika to the Chatas, the Chatech Basa Ba'amahu, it comes out that he's just like cutting, flesh, as opposed to doing something that's part of the actual procedure of the Ola. Abaye Amar Rov Basim Akiv Yigavanah. No, the difference between them is the greater part of the flesh around the neck of the bird is Ma'akiv to the Chatas. We plucked it Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Shmuel Bar of Yitzchak, and this Machlokas Abaye and Rava is a Machlokas between Rabbi Zeir and Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Chad Amar, one says, Shehiya B'Simin Sheni Be'Ola Sa'of Yigavanah, that a delay in cutting the second simen of the chatas of the olas of is going to pasel it. Chad amar That the machlokas is whether you're cutting part of the greater part of the flesh around the neck is going to be ma'akev. Bichlal debeina and rov basar b'tchila. Now, this, do you want to say that mechlal debeina rov basar b'tchila? It implies that the first really chetchila you need to do the greater part of the flesh around the neck of the berchatos to be cut after one pipe has been cut. So it's gemara in. Vatanya, actually, the Brisa which backs up in Ichusa. Ketsa Melka Chatzov, how does one do Melika Chatzov? Chotech Shidro, Mafrekas below Rov Basar. You cut through the spinal cord, the neck bone, without cutting through the greater part of the flesh around the bird's neck. Ad Shemagia Leveshet Olakana, until he comes to the esophagus of the windpipe. Hegila Veshet Olakana, when he gets to that part, Chotech Simen Echad Orubo Virov Basar Imo. He cuts one pipe for the greater part of it, and the greater part of the flesh around the neck with it. Uba Ola Shnaim Orov Shnaim. In the case of a Ola, got your two pipes, or the rove, the greater part of two pipes. And the Gemara says, "Amruah kamei Rav Yirmiya." They said this machlokas from Zeir and Rav Shor Yitzchak and Abaye and Rava. You know, with all the different pshatim we are in front of Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon. You know, the different ways that they explain what's happening. They said in front of Rav Yirmiya, Amar, and he said, "Lo shmiya lehu leha lehu had the Amar Rav Shimon." You didn't hear what he said. That Omar Hayyur Belazar Bishimon Shamati Bechatas Oof Shemavdil, and heard that you're allowed to separate the head during Malika. Omai Lo Yavdil. What does the Torah mean when it says Lo Yavdil? Don't do it. Beep, turn the page. Ain't Sarach Yavdil. It means that you don't have to separate from the head, but you can if you actually want to. Omar Le Rav Acha Barid Rav Ashi. He said Elameata Gabe Bor. But what do you mean about the fact when it says by the boar or by a pit? Like, if it's really true that he doesn't, when it says he does not, is explaining that he doesn't have to. So then when it says by a boar, where it's written and he does not cover it, means you don't have to cover the pit? Of course, it doesn't mean that. Oh, so why do you explain it like this? How you can compare it? Hasam kevin d'ksev bala bori shalim, since it says the owner of the pit has to go and pay, ilaveihu d'rami l'chesuye, then never have to pot him to go and to cover it. Amaval hachal over here, michti, let's see, ksev v'hikrivo, it says that the kohen shall bring it near the mizbeach, and it means that what? Right, that chalak akotza bin chatasov lozov, it's making a distinction between these two things, and tells that whereas the ola, both of them are cut, and the bird chatas, only one is cut. Lo yavdil lamali, so why do I need lo yavdil? Shmami na ain't sarach lehavdil. Must mean that means that you don't have to be mavdil such a thing. Okay, we have the next part of the Mishnah. Mitza dam guf, right? He squeezed out the dam of the body, but did not squeeze the blood of its head. It's still going to be good. Taner abanan. Ola, the pasuk says in ola, when it says that, it's going to be good. It's teaching that the Ola is going to be good. Afa pisha mitza dama guf, v'lo mitza dama rosh. Yocha mitza dama rosh, v'lo mitza dama guf. You would think that it would be good even if he squeezed out the blood of the head, but he didn't squeeze the blood of the body. Tama lover who, therefore goes in, it says it is, which is only it is a valid Ola, but not some other type of thing going wrong. My Tamuda. What do we learn now? Like, how do we know that this inclusion applies where the dam of the body alone was squeezed out, and the exclusion is talking about the blood of the head alone was squeezed out? Maybe it's the opposite. Amravina mistabra the rov dam in beguf shchiche. It's logical because most of the dam is found in the body rather than found in the head. Hadrin alach kotche kotchem. Mazel tov. I'm finishing the sixth parak. And the la la oh, and the la 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 a. Now we said Hadron Loch. Let's quickly go back to the very beginning. And what does it say over there? As we all famously know, Kachikachim Shchat on the Rosh Hashanah. At least the thing. Rabbi Yossi Omer Kilin Shchat Betzafon. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mechatzim Zech Adarim Kedarim etc. And we are Yossi Zayin, my friends. We're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all Mazel Tov, and wish all you all a great day.